This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Dan Wiederer, Bears beat reporter and enterprise writer for the Chicago Tribune.
You're going to be relying on a lot of young players, guys that have to materialize into who they thought they were.
The Bears are who we thought they were.
How many weeks in November and December did we say, just be normal?
Yeah.
Like, it's okay to lose a game because you were outplayed and you didn't do something crazy at the end. You know, just be normal. And it was not normal.
On-air contributor for 670 The Score.
We'll mention this mainly because Chicago Tribune writer Dan Wiederer said we would mention this nugget.
We'll go first to Dan Wiederer. Go ahead, Dan.
Dan Wiederer.
Get your track shoes on.
With Bernstein and Harris on 670 The Score.
Joining us now on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline is Dan Wiederer. He's the Tribune beat writer on the Bears. He's the co-host, of course, of the vaunted Take the North podcast. You can find him on Twitter, as my colleague says, Layla Rahimi.
I don't
Dan
care.
Wiederer, because she does not care.
Contrary to popular belief, Twitter does not pay me. I don't care.
I'll got
call
you.
It whatever I want.
But Dan, so happy to have you with us this St. Patrick's Day. And I got to start with the number 114. What does that number mean to you? Does it have any meaning to you? 114?
Should it? I'm trying to think. I'm racking my brain over here.
It is this alleged draft pick that different people are saying belong to either the Chicago Bears or the Carolina Panthers. I'm pretty sure it belongs to the Panthers. Correct me if I'm wrong.
I would like to submit evidence, Dan, that even yesterday, as an updated story on NFL.com, they were like, updated today, everybody's draft picks. And then you look on that list, and the Bears still have it on their list of draft picks, even though I know it created a little bit of hullabaloo the other day.
Wild. I'm all for hullabaloo, but this type of hullabaloo is a little bit too much. That's the Panthers pick, and so I don't think we need to spend a whole bunch more time investigating or digging through it.
It is funny.
Just wanted to clarify. It taken a life of its own, though. That's what.
No, that's what happens out there. those are some crazy streets there on that X Twitter, whatever you want to call it.
But it's also showing that AI still isn't foolproof. You know, it's like when the Cubs play the White Sox, and you look at the game preview, and it doesn't make any sense because the keyword is Chicago. This is another case where you still need humans because there needed to be some validation as to whose pick that was. And rightfully so, when multiple sources are saying different things, that's our job.
Yeah.
I am in the camp of we still need humans. So you can sign me up for that camp and we can ride that to the very end.
You know what's funny, Dan? As a fellow human, I also believe we are still needed in some capacity to do some things. So I'm going to ride with you on that. I want to know your thoughts, though, as you've kind of had the weekend to take in everything that transpired last week, a wild and crazy and maybe a fulfilling week for the Chicago Bears. I am very much nodding my head in approval at what I saw. Mm-hmm. What's your overall feeling going forward now that you see what the Bears have done here in the opening moments of free agency and obviously setting themselves up even before free agency began?
Yeah, I like your choice of words there. Fulfilling is a good description. Satisfying, you know, that it fits because they have gone about their business with clear direction. And that even goes back to, you know, the hiring of Ben Johnson. And you just see a team that, you know, since the season ended, has understood what it needs and gone aggressively after the people that they think can fill those needs. And so you have to feel somewhat satisfied if you're Ryan Poles, if you're Kevin Warren, if you're Ben Johnson, at the way this is unfolded. You go out, you know you need a center, you get the best one on the market that's available in free agency. You don't like the way that the guard market is necessarily shaping up, so you take things into your own hands and you aggressively make a couple of trades that get you two starters there. Obviously add to your defensive line and give some more teeth to that pass rush. And now you are going to kind of watch these next couple waves of free agency crash down and figure out what you can use to fill your roster, because they still have more than 30 roster spots available. Obviously, you're going to save some of those for the draft class and the undrafted free agents, but there's a lot more depth to fill this roster out with. And so now you got to do some of that bargain shopping that's so critical here in the middle of March.
Yeah. In fact, I think the Ryan Poles phrase that he used last year about it being hard to make the roster actually will be true this year. Maybe they were just a year early on that statement. Let's start with a move that was made after the last time we talked to you. Bears getting another receiver in Olamide Zaccheaus. What can you tell us about him and how they want him to fit in here?
Well, I can tell you first and foremost that he's on my all pronunciation list because there's a bunch of guys that I've got to learn how to pronounce it. If you did that right, you did it very smoothly just a minute ago, Layla, because if it's Zaccheaus, then I'm in and I'll ride that boat. I think the one thing that you hear from people around the league that probably made him attractive to the Bears is this dude's a very willing blocker. And as you know, undersized as he may be, and he'll give you some production out of the slot as a receiver, but he's going to be a piece for you that you know that when he is not the guy who's the design of the play call, that he's going to go out and do the dirty work. And I think they may have lacked that a little bit last year with the edges a little bit of not necessarily committing to that as much as they needed to. And so I think that will be a strong emphasis here in the early stages for Ben Johnson.
Sticking with the receivers, a report by Ian Rappaport, who says that free agent wide receiver Rondale Moore, who visited the Vikings last week, is now visiting the Bears today. That's per him and Mike Garofalo. What do you think about Moore and his possibilities in Chicago?
Look, they need depth at that position. They also need special teams help. And so, you know, that's a player right there that you know can do both for you. It can be a factor in your return game, can do some things as a receiver. You know, price tag is a big deal at this time of year, but you know, we were talking last week that receiver position was the one that felt pretty thin at this point, you know, and God bless the Bears for understanding that the offensive line was the priority and going out and making that the priority. But once you address that priority, you've got to see your depth chart, you got to see your roster, and you got to figure out a way to add to it. So we'll see if something materializes there, but certainly a position group that needs a little bit more help.
I understand that Ben Johnson and Ryan Poles didn't have to talk a ton when it came to introductory press conferences of their four free agents and two free agents and two trade acquisitions that they talked about. But at the same time, I need more than 10 minutes each day out of those two combined. Do we anticipate them talking any more anytime soon?
Well, the owners' meetings are in 2 weeks. That'll be our next extensive sit down with those guys. And that's a really good setting in a more casual environment to get to a lot. So if you can hold tight until, you know, is it 2 weeks, 2.5 weeks? I'm losing track of my own days. 2 weeks from now. So you've got an opportunity to learn a ton in those few days in Palm Beach. And at that point, the roster will be more complete and there'll be more to get at there. I can't remember a lot of times where the general manager and the head coach have talked on back-to-back days at this point of the season ever. So that was at least a step in the right direction for the Bears to make them available on both of those days and to kind of describe what there's there. But I'm with you because I think that there's a lot to learn about this football team under the new direction that they have now. And so every little bit of time we get with them, I think, is going to be so critical to understanding the vision.
I mean, that's it for me. I joke like, I need more. But in this case, it has more to do with, we want to know how these guys fit in with you. And that, to me, was a big point of it. You're right. It is nice that they talk 2 days in a row about these people. But I also want you guys to have some main character energy here and tell me how you see them with you. Expand it.
No question. And look, like they're going to get an extra little mini camp in April. The first week of April, they'll have an opportunity to get together with the team in House Hall, and then Ben Johnson will be on stage again, giving us a little bit more insight into where he sees things headed. And I think it's going to be a fun ride with Ben, because I don't think he is reluctant to share with you his thoughts. I don't think he is hesitant to offer philosophy. And so I think, again, you're going to be able to glean things from every session you have with him. Those are, for me, my favorite people to cover. And I've had that in a couple different spots where you get with people and you're like, okay, this isn't going to be a waste of time. And I can't necessarily say that about Ben's predecessor and that page is turned. But I think that every time we get with him, I think it's going to be a productive back and forth.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dan, we're looking at the draft now. That's the next big thing past the owners' meeting. And it's so funny how you can come into an offseason looking at the draft in a very specific way and like saying they need this, they need that. And then free agency happens and all of a sudden you're like, wait a minute, it's just a little bit more wide open. How much of a contrast is there in how you look at that number 10 pick now compared to how you looked at it, let's say, 2 weeks ago?
So I call this the Reggie Ragland principle, and I shared this story on the podcast a couple months ago when we were kind of getting ready for the draft before it was time to get ready for the draft. And years ago, I went to the combine. The Bears were in heavy need of linebackers. And so I spent an entire day at the combine, you know, writing a feature about Reggie Ragland. And, oh, man, this kid from Alabama is going to be a perfect fit for what they're looking for. You know, keep your eyes on him. Spend a lot of effort and energy. Free agency opened, they signed Danny Trevathan. They no longer needed a linebacker, and all of a sudden that work was a waste. And so I always call that the Reggie Ragland principle, because it's a reminder not to really get too immersed in pre-draft stuff until free agency is two or three waves in. And so at the start of next week, you're going to be two or three waves in, and you're going to be able to see this board as clearly as you've ever seen it, and you're going to understand that interior offensive line is no longer the need that it was at the start of the month, and now all of a sudden you can focus your energy elsewhere. I think you're right in saying that the flexibility that the Bears have with the menu that they're probably going to be staring at number 10 is really, really appealing right now. And I think that's got to be fun for not only Bears fans, but for the decision makers there to understand that, like, they're going to get a really good player and they don't have to be married to a position.
Yeah. And we always talk about best player available as this idea, but what's the best available player for you might not be the best available player for another team, depending on need. Let's be honest. But at 10, it seems like it's going to be a whole lot of waiting to see what happens in that top nine, as opposed to, well, we know it's either going to be this guy or that guy. They could feasibly go after three or four different positions here, and that could include still linemen, if we're being honest, on the defensive or offensive side.
There's no question. And Sean Hammond, my new colleague at the Trib, and I appreciate you guys having him on last week. We were just putting together our candidate list, because when we get closer to draft time, we'll have the annual Tribune big board of the 12 guys that make sense for the Bears at number 10. And we've got 14 names that you could take today and say that fills a need and that makes perfect sense. And they're at all different positions. You got running backs, you've got tight ends, you've got defensive tackles, you've got offensive linemen, you even have one safety in there. So pass rushers as well. A lot to consider, and that's where this gets fun for the Bears, because now they can sit in those draft meetings. They can have all the coaches, all the front office personnel, all the scouts kind of offer their input, and then you can start to crystallize what makes sense for your football team. It's going to be a productive first round for sure for the Bears, and then they've got to make sure that they go through those other six picks that they currently own and use those to the best of their ability.
Well, and I'm glad you brought that up, because I feel like this is a little for later in the conversation, but you and Brad Biggs did that huge deep dive on the success of the polls, or it was the Pace regime picks, and you gave it a grade and some sort of measuring stick to work with, you know, like what the expectation is for the first round, what the expectation is for all these others. And what I appreciated is you can now build a similar book, even in 3 years that we've seen so far, on Ryan Poles. So, especially when you consider concepts like drafting two punters in 3 years, spending your first offensive pick 3 years ago on a guy who's no longer on the team. And I'm not saying that this is independent of the other decisions he's made. Those are good decisions. But in this case, it's worth discussing as to how they get here, you know, and I look forward to the day where you guys are able to do that again and do a multi-year draft class recap, especially when you consider a lot of these expectations that they put on the defensive line and how those are shaking out right now.
Yeah, and one of the cool parts of that exercise is understanding what registers as a success at various points of the draft board, and how NFL personnel folks kind of grade themselves on what you're looking for in the top 10, what you're looking for on day two, what you're looking for at the start of day three, and what you're looking for at the end of the draft. And so you've got to make sure that you hit for average. You know, you do have to do that. And if you guys go and look through the Detroit Lions under the alignment and the regime of Brad Holmes and Dan Campbell, you're not going to find a lot of dead weight in those draft classes. And there's a reason that they've taken the North and are threatening to never give it back, right? Like, the Detroit Lions aren't making bad missteps with their draft picks, and they've gotten guys to come in and contribute right away. They've gotten, you know, day two and day three picks to be standout starters for them. And Amon-Ra St. Brown was a day three draft pick, right? Like, that he was selected after Velus Jones was selected, you know, different round. One was a third rounder, one was a fourth rounder. One guy is a pro bowler who's going to be around for a long, long time.
Man.
The other guy's already out the door. So that is your path to being relevant. That is your path to sustained success. You got to make sure that you understand what you're looking for. Hopefully they will start to hit for a higher average than they have during the 12 years that I've been here so far.
I mean, that's it for me, is that there's either tunnel vision or guys thinking that they can fix people. And I say that with a wink and a smile to Marshall, because we hear the phrase, I can fix him all the time. But can you really fix that person? But the point being, you fall in love with these players and then you think that you've got the answers. And a lot of times you may not. I also want to say this. I think that the Bears are putting them in a position similar to what they did last year, where you're arguing at nine. Are you taking the best available player, or are you taking the best available player for your specific needs? And that is not a knock on Roma Dunze. I am not trying to say that. I never was in the beginning. But it does deserve to beg the question, did they do that when you consider all the talent that was available at that pick, especially when you look at it after last year?
Well, look, I think that they wanted to get him a weapon. And when Ryan Poles came in, this was shortly after the Bengals had chosen to use their top pick on Ja'Marr Chase to pair up with Joe Burrow. And Ryan Poles, the day he was introduced at Hallis Hall, said that had he been sitting in the draft chair in Cincinnati, he would have done something different. But that opened his eyes to the idea that what you do isn't always the best thing. And obviously Burrow and Chase have put themselves together to have long, prolific career together and went to a Super Bowl. You know, that was the period where they were coming off a Super Bowl appearance. And so it turns your head a little bit. I think Roma Dunze is going to be a tremendous football player in this league. I think he's going to have a great rapport with Caleb for a long time. And so if that works out, it works out. The bottom line is you got to get better at identifying the right players for your front lines. And that's been the problem in the Ryan Poles era. Like, they used a second round pick on Jervon Dexter, and he's been, you know, shrug, ho-hum. Zach Pickens hasn't given you anything as a third-round pick. You know, the offensive lineman, Karana Magashi, was a round-three pick. We don't know what his future looks like with this new regime. You know, Nate Davis came in on a $30 million contract and didn't last through the middle of his second season. And so you've got to pair all these things together, but you got to be right at key positions, and that's where you get in a little bit of trouble because they just haven't been right up front enough, and then it exposes all these other weaknesses elsewhere.
We'll see if that changes going forward with the NFL draft not too far away. Dan Weeder from the Chicago Tribune and also Take the North podcast with Mark Grody. I don't know. Yeah,
no,
I was
we there. Actually figured out that Take the North doesn't need an exclamation or a question mark anymore. We're at like Take the North, maybe ellipses.
Yeah, ellipses. Sure. I think ellipses okay. are the appropriate North. Syntax, right?
Marshall was the first one to refer to it as vaunted just a few minutes ago. So I'm putting that on the testimonials page, and we'll continue to pump it up as best we can.
Oh, yeah, it is. Are you kidding? Come on. I watch it on YouTube. Let's go.
Thanks so much for your time, Dan. We really appreciate it. Can't wait to talk to you next time.
Enjoy March Madness, guys.
All right, there you go.
Yeah, so you too, Dan.
That is Dan Weeder, Tribune Bears beat reporter and, of course, co-host of the vaunted Take the North podcast.
And Illini.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omisid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omisid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.